Hello.
Yes, all right. Put him on up. All right. Hello. Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Secretary?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment.
Hello?
Bob, this is President.
Yep.
I asked that I call back after I got it on the wires. I've got it on the wires, and we read it to the Baltimore Sun, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. We've got reporters coming in here at 9:30. And we read it to the network.
Now get whoever you've got that leaks to these little silly Roland Evanses and Charlie Bartletts that have been writing these mean columns. Point out to them, say you can't defend yourself sometimes, but there's been no vacillation in this administration. From the moment this thing hit, we've done the proper thing in the proper way, and that we hadn't fallen out with anybody, we're doing all right. I see they've had some real mean columns.
I've been so busy, I haven't noticed.
Oh, Bartlett had a mean one, so this administration wouldn't make up its mind to do anything, and instead of issuing this order, if we'd issued the order, we'd have gotten some action, but we didn't do it. We called a meeting over at GSA, and then we palavered and procrastinated. Johnson wouldn't make up his mind, and he's a very indecisive fella. If he'd have handled things like Kennedy did in the steel strike, it'd have been all right, but he didn't do it. One Boston banker says that we tried to hide behind try to win both sides and tried to hide behind the hill. If we'd just come out and said we were after aluminum, that'd been all right. Or if we'd come out and said we didn't care, that'd have been all right. But we wouldn't say anything. And of course, it shows that they were no authorities on aluminum, Bartlett did, but he's got pretty good circulation. I read it in about three papers here, Houston and Dallas. So I don't think he'll circulate long if he's that inaccurate, but I think it would be a good thing for you to intimate down that you, while these negotiations going on, that you did not want to be answering denunciations and saying you're another one and so forth. But that our situation has not deteriorated. We've been looking after public interest right along, and there's been some increases since January, and this one came up while we were talking about stockpiles, and now you think you've got that worked out, and we'll go on and dispose of our stockpile. The public interest has been protected, and everybody's in a good humor, and you hope they won't contribute to any more fights anytime soon.
Okay.
I'll see you in the morning. I'm mighty proud of you.
Yeah, very good. Thank
now,
you.
What was your agreement on your sales?
For 66?
Yeah.
Well, as I told you, when you gave me authority to go down as low as 100,000 or between 100 and 150, and I told him 150.
That's good. So they will agree to buy 150 in 66. Now, any more years, anything agreed on there?
Well, yes. We've got a rather complex formula for subsequent years. It's 100,000 minimum or pound for pound for the defense quantity up to between 2 and 2.5 times their share of 100,000. And in any reasonable year, this ought to take on the order of 160 to 200,000 tons, I think.
All right, that's good.
All right. I haven't had time to work all this out. We did it rather hurriedly today in order to push them into accepting this thing.
Did they say anything tonight?
Yes, I've got their release here. Or I don't know if they put it out yet, but I insisted they read it to me over the phone.
What does it say?
It says the Aluminum Company of America announced today it is rescinding the price restorations it made last Monday when it advanced its price for primary aluminum ingots 1/2 cent per pound to 25 cents a pound and adjusted most fabricated product prices upward an average of 1 cent a pound. Alcoa emphasized it continues to feel strongly that its pricing actions were not inflationary and were justified by economic circumstances. It pointed out its return on invested capital is inadequate and that aluminum prices, even with the November 8 increases, remain considerably below levels of several years ago. However, the company said it felt compelled to cancel the price restorations because of the insistence of the government that it is urgently concerned about the possible adverse effect of any general price increases on the national economy while the Vietnam military operations are being waged.
That's a hell of a good statement.
Good, that's right. I gave them mine yesterday, and they copied the general theme for mine, so theirs and mine are in complete agreement.
That's excellent. Now, what did your colleagues say? Connor and...
Honest to God, I haven't had time to check, Mr. President. I had Joe check with him.
Okay.
And I haven't talked to him. I haven't called him back yet.
Now, you have no doubt about what the others would go along with him.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I said that. Alcoa said today, well, now, how are you going to handle it with the others? And I said, well, what do you mean, handle it with the others? You know damn well, as soon as you go down, they'll go down. They said, well, that's right. As a matter of fact, Reynolds and Kaiser have already indicated indirectly to us that they will follow.
I knew that. Be sure that somebody, this Wall Street Journal saying we blackmailed them, threatened them. Be sure that somebody calls them and explains it to them if you have to talk to them yourself.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow, Bob. It's a good job.